You are now listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes, host of the show, curator of blog Melting Pot as well. Kind of got a new setup, so interested to see how this works. I'm actually much happier with this as opposed to the earlier version of this, just to give you a little meta commentary behind the scenes. Today's show is entirely focused on an artist whose birthday is actually today, August the 27th. 80 years ago was when Alice Coltrane came into the world. And so we're going to have music from her, from a variety of sources, primarily from the 60s and 70s. And also some music from this incredible collection put out by Luwak Bop, part of a new series of theirs called World Spirituality Classics. And the title of it is The Ecstatic Music of Alice Coltrane, Turiya Senji Tanada. Her full name towards the end of her life. And music that was all devotional music created by Alice Coltrane, kind of incorporating a variety of different backgrounds into a purely unique kind of sound. There's some of the black church in here, some influences from India and spiritual music from other places as well, but a very unique sound. And so I'm going to start off this tribute to Alice Coltrane with music from this collection, recently released this year, The Ecstatic Music of Alice Coltrane. And the song you're going to hear is Rama Rama, here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Bhagwan, but I'm on the lawn. Oh, Dad, did you know that I'm on the lawn? Oh, Dad, did you know that I'm on the lawn? Oh, Dad, did you know that I'm on the lawn?
Lau. Lau is a sacred word. Lau is the name of God. The entire universe is created with love, by love, and in love. Love is the beginning, love is the continuation, and love is the end. Love for love's sake is divine. It is constructive. It is beautiful. It brings peace. It brings harmony. It brings joy to the lover and to the lover. But if love based on selfishness, egoism, the very same love brings destruction. Peace and harmony is based on love and used properly by a selfless mind for the benefit of the humanity. Love knows no business. Love knows no bargain. Love never expects anything in return. Love knows only giving, giving and giving, without even waiting for a thank you. Such a love is the supreme one. We'll be right back. let that love supreme reign over the universe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Been listening to a tribute to Alice Coltrane here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour on the occasion of her 80th birthday here on August 27th. In the background is music from the record Ta the El Daoud featuring Pharoah Sanders and Joe Henderson. On this track, Blue Nile, actually both of them playing flute, kind of doubling their flutes. In addition to the always gorgeous sounds of Alice Coltrane on the harp. What you heard during the show is kind of a long set in tribute to Alice Coltrane. Towards the end of the set, the last thing that you just heard a moment ago was a track called Era Ra. And this once again comes from this just brilliant collection Luakabop has put out of devotional music that used to just be available on cassette. at Alice Coltrane's ashram, which is still here in Southern California, and I actually still do services and perform much of this music every Sunday at 1 p.m. Today doing a special observation of Alice Coltrane's coming into the world. You can look online for more information about the ashram. The Vedantic Center is the easiest way of figuring out. They have their own website and information how to get there in Agoura, California, if you're interested. Also in the set, a duo performance from Charlie Hayden and Alice Coltrane. For Turia, the name of a song from Charlie Hayden's record, Closeness. Maybe my single favorite track featuring Alice Coltrane, and certainly one of my favorite tracks of Charles Hayden's as well. Just gorgeous playing from both. You heard music from Alice Coltrane on piano from Tal the El Daoud. Turia and Ramakrishna, the name of the song, one of the most beautiful piano pieces I've ever heard, and something that it seems like it stops time when you hear those sounds. Just, it's incredible beauty in all of this music from Alice Coltrane. We had a couple of songs from her album Eternity just before Turia and Ramakrishna. You heard Om Supreme, and then a solo harp song called Wisdom Eye, both from the Alice Coltrane record Eternity. We had music from McCoy Tyner album, Extensions, released on Blue Note, featuring Wayne Shorter, Gary Bartz, Elvin Jones, and of course Alice Coltrane on the harp. The Celestial Blues, the name of the track. More music from Alice Coltrane in the album Eternity. Her rendition of sounds from Stravinsky, who was one of her favorite composers. I believe she also did interpretation on the album Lord of Lords, I want to say, of Stravinsky's work, one of the first records that she utilized strings very fully. But this was Spring Rounds from Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, once again from the album Eternity. We had essentially a whole side of music from the album World Galaxy. You heard Galaxy in Satchidananda. Then you actually heard words from Swami Satchidananda. And then you heard a seriously funky version of A Love Supreme, once again from Alice Coltrane's record World Galaxy. And started the tribute off with music from this new collection. They were highlighting it on the blog today as well. The Ecstatic Music of Alice Turia Coltrane, put out by Luwaka Bop. And Rama Rama was the name of the song that you heard from that. All of her music at any period of time is highly recommended. Just an incredible, beautiful soul. There's no doubt that was part of the reason brought she and John Coltrane together to make beautiful music and bring great beauty into the world. And so thankful for discovering her music many years ago and just for the continued joy that it brings. And that's why I wanted to pay tribute to her here on her birthday, what would have been her 80th birthday today, the 27th. We'll see what we got for next month. I don't know. I have no ideas. The semester is getting ready to start. I just had my birthday. There was the eclipse. There's just been all kinds of insanity happening of late. But we'll keep it moving. Keep the music going on meltingpotblog.com. And we shall see what the future holds. Until next time, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.